We're going to just do one really quick time, too. You want to do a sing-along? This is folk music, after all. We're going to do the first verse of Jed Clampett, because it's Clamp Scruggs, we've got to do Jed Clampett. For those of you who know the Ballad of Jed Clampett, sing along on the first verse. Here we go. Thank you. Well, I have a new album that came out in June called Earl Jam, not Pearl Jam, Earl Jam for Earl Scruggs. And it's I got a hold of a thumb drive of over 200 songs of Earl Scruggs and John Hartford. We must have some John Hartford fans out here, I would imagine. And somewhere between the mid-80s and the mid-90s, John Hartford put out a cheap cassette machine and recorded over 200 songs with these jam sessions with Earl Scruggs. And I was fortunate enough to get a hold of them. And transcribed a whole bunch, note for note, the way Earl Scruggs played them, tunes we'd never heard him before, tunes where he would take two or three or four solos in a row, just swinging for the fences. And on the album, every note I play in a solo is note for note what Earl played. And I'll get as close as I can without the banjo tablature in front of me, but the tune we're gonna start off with from those jam sessions is called Brown's Ferry Blues. And there's a guy named Billy Strings that sang it on the album. Perhaps you've heard of him. And Sam Bush is on there and folks like that, and it just won the IBMA Collaboration of the Year Award last week or 2 weeks ago, something like that. So we're gonna do it for you right now. And we have, wait, we've propagated new fiddlers here. This is Duncan Wickle over here on stage left. Let's have a hand for Duncan.